Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Doing well. Coming off a nice night last night. All our plays seemed to work. I cashed, made some money last night in NHL. Right back at it tonight, 9-game slate. Kind of a strange, to me, it's a strange DFS slate, DFS wise, but a good NHL watching slate.
Yeah, we got a nice 9-game slate, really some pretty high totals on the board. Almost every team is 2.7 or higher. Not very many low totals on the board. So looking at Vegas, we've got Tampa Bay and Carolina leading the way with 3.3. We've got San Jose 3.2. I believe that's the highest they've been all season long. New
Yeah.
Jersey 3.1. That may be the highest they've been all season long. New York 3.1. The Islanders, Boston, Pittsburgh, 2.9, Florida, Nashville, Dallas, Chicago, 2.8, Washington, 2.7. Everybody else is 2.6 or below. As always, I typically like to take the split, take the slate, and pick a Vegas total to kind of work around. So today, I would say really like 2.8 and up is probably where you want to work around, and that still is going to eliminate a handful of teams. Just to kind of make it easier so you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah,
As always,
that's what I was looking to.
if we have any slam dunk values like we did yesterday with Bonino, even though Bonino didn't do much, it still was the idea of where he was made him absolutely viable at that price. So if we have anybody like that, I would consider the 2.67 and below, but I don't think we're going to need that, and we'll get into why. So let's go ahead and jump into things, starting with center. I guess the real question here is because there's really only two big boys on the slate. You got Barkov at 8.3 and Zib at 8.2. Barkov is averaging 1.29 points per road game. Obviously, that's very good. Zib is only at 0.65 points per home game this year, but we know how well he's been playing as of late, that really them as a whole. Are you interested in either one of those guys here?
This may be one of the sites where I don't really pay up high for center. I guess if either of them would be Barkov. I mean, since he's been back, going 2 assists, 7 shots on goal. And he's the type of guy you can play him as a one-off too, especially in cash. You don't have to match him up with any of his line mates. So it'd probably be Barkov. I see a lot of trap written in this Ranger game today, even though I am on Panarin. But probably Barkov is, to me, is the pay up at that price. But if anything, I'm gonna be probably Sid and lower.
Yeah, Barkov has 21 points over his last 15 games. We're not projecting him to catch any ownership here, really, at all. Really, kind of the same with Zib. I agree. I don't think it's pay up day. Neither have huge totals, so you're not going to have to jam either in. Typically, what we see with these high price centers is, Toronto. How often do we see them have the highest total on the board? So you're going to have to play Matthews. Same thing with Colorado and Edmonton. So then that's the case. You have to play those guys because they're going to be chalk. The highest totals, that's going to drive up their ownership. We don't have that here. Rangers at 3.1, which is, technically third highest on the board, but it's not like we see with those other guys. Florida's at 2.8, which is kind of middle of the pack. So yep, I don't think you have to jam either one in. You mentioned Sid. Sid comes in. He's averaging 0.89 points per home per road game, nearly 3 shots a game. He's been phenomenal this year. Really carried this team. He's got 34 points over his last 27 games. Good for 1.26 point per game average. So he's been fantastic. If you can get to Sid, I think that's the payup option you go with. But also don't think it's a must.
No, I don't think either. And I mean, and definitely that Pittsburgh one is one of the tightest correlated stacks. Those three you can get on the board. I mean, because they all play big minutes. They all play that number one power play. They've got 14 goals, 20 assists over the last 10 games. That line. So definitely, I'm probably gonna. I'm really. I'm not even sure if it's a cash play, but I'm really intrigued with this Carolina one. with they now Aho together with Svechnikov, who's been playing terrible, who has especially no stat sheet at all. But they put that line together a couple games ago. I'm looking, they've had a lot of scoring chances, a lot of high danger chances, especially the last game. I like this Carolina game probably more than any game on a slate. I think this game is going to be a shootout type game. What's it? It's okay. It has jumped up to a six now over under. So I maybe lean like an Aho. You can definitely go. You can't go wrong with Trocheck either. Like an Aho and like a Logan Couture as my two centers. San Jose is going to be popular tonight. We finally get a chance to play San Jose and feel good about it. And that line, that Couture line with Kane and LeBlanc, is that line is shooting. And they're in a good matchup. The Ducks are allowing almost four goals a game in the last month. So I'm probably leaning right now like a mid-range both of Aho and Couture. Because I really, there's not that much way down either. Sound like a Kirby Doc or somebody who I think's in play. But I'm probably going to play two mid-price centers today.
Right now it's a little early. We'll update later, but right now, projection wise, we've got Couture at the top, ownership projection wise, 5-4 with that higher total, 0.67 points per home game is pretty good, especially at 5.4K on DraftKings. Should be popular. Thomas Hurdle is also in play at 5-6. Sebastian Aho, you call him Aho, makes me laugh every time. he, you know, his he's tough one though, because if you look at his log, it's not very good.
No, it's
He
that the whole
hasn't
line is none of their logs
had
are.
double digits in four straight. He's been 4.5 or below in four straight, but he's still averaging a point per game per home game. So there's no denying the stats here. So that's an interesting one. I'm kind of torn on what to do with that second center spot. I think Couture is probably a chalk lock. From there, I'm really not sure. Aho is certainly in play. Hurdle. We were talking about Nashville before coming on the show. You know, you've got like a Michael Granlund here, top power play unit for 4K. But like, there's Nashville's get such. They've been playing good to their credit, but they get such spread out scoring, it make them tough to trust. You did mention Kirby Doc. He's still only 3,500 top power play. It does look like he moved up to that top line. So that is a pretty massive boost because
He has. Let me
Kane,
see.
yeah, he's centering Kane and DeBrincat. That's a really good line. And Kane and DeBrincat's home numbers
Oh yeah,
are
you're right. Yep, you're right.
awesome.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah,
That's a
so
lot.
their home numbers are fantastic. So Chicago's only at 2.8, which is not a crazy high total, but I may end up going Doc with like a Couture, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I think. I mean, and the numbers don't show it. I mean, and the last game against Nashville, he did have four shots on goal, played almost 20 minutes. But to me, when you got a center, especially with Doc's ability, centering DeBrincat and Kane, that's a lock to me at 3-5. So I'll either be using him in a utility spot or as the second center with a Couture. But there's no, I mean, I guess out of all of them, just to recap, probably Sid. Well, you know, one other name we didn't mention, and maybe more of a GP, is Barzal. I remember he had like
Yes.
over 50 DK points last week against the same Washington team, hat trick assist.
He
He's on a point streak.
has 9 points over his last four games.
So he's definitely in play. I'm not sure if I want him in a main lineup, but can't argue against him. And one other name is we didn't mention is Roope Hintz. I mean, he's as long as he's playing. He's in a little bit of a down slide the last few games, but he's still in the Dallas one, power play one. And he gets that Chicago defense tonight.
Yep. He's our dude. They are adjusting his price up a little bit. But yeah, he's certainly in play at 6-1. He's had a fantastic year. But yeah, all right, let's go ahead and let's just move over to wing. We got a couple again, San Jose chalk today. You got Evander Kane, Kevin LeBlanc on that top line, with Couture. Are you going to be playing one of these guys, both of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I have a Kane locked in right now. I just think he's. I just love that matchup. I'm a LeBlanc guy too. If I could fit, I can maybe even fit that whole line in. I'm hoping it. I guess go up top. You get all the same cast of characters. Most of the guys are all in play. To me, I'd like to get in Kane with Panarin. I'm really on Panarin tonight, and you do get a little bit of a savings. What's Panarin's 8-4? I mean, with Pasta's 9 in play, Ovechkin 9, but I'd rather take the $500-$600 difference to Panarin, he's got 3 goals, 4 assists, 11 shots over his last 3. He's on fire. I want a piece of the Rangers, and it's probably going to be Panarin tonight. If I could fit Panarin and Kane together, that's where I'm going to roll. Panarin and Kane. Gensler 7-1, definitely in play. Rust is 6-3. A lot of these other guys, like the Tampa guys, I thought that they ended the night with Stammer on that top line, but I guess not. He's not up there. So a lot of these teams, look at their logs, man. These higher implied teams, and it's not DFS friendly. Nobody from Tampa I want. Carolina, most of their guys are struggling. We hadn't even talked about the Devils playing against the Sabres. We want go backtrack, and you have guys like a Zaka and a Zajac, I guess. I mean, do we want any of these guys against Buffalo? There's pieces out there, but
I
nobody's jumping out at me.
think Devils I would probably use as like salary fillers because they're going to offer some cheap options in power play one spots. Let me pull up their thing here. To touch on Panarin really quick, by the way, he is averaging 1.83 points per home game this year. That's nobody else is even close to that. That's insane. Obviously, it's not a huge sample size, but he's been borderline unstoppable at home. That's 0.58 goals, 1.25 assists, nearly 3 shots a game. So yeah, Panarin absolutely in play. Kane and DeBrincat, little GPP stack. I mean, they're cash viable, but if you look, Kane's kind of struggling for, I mean, in terms of what we usually see for him. He hasn't had double
Right.
digits in 5 games, so I'm not paying 8-1 for that. But GPP, Kane, DeBrincat, Doc, full stack, absolutely. Pasta's too pricey for me here with Panarin on the board.
You know, here's a name we jumped over, because I'm looking at the Pens at center is Jared McCann at 4,400. He still
He's
continues to
having
be
a good
overlooked.
year.
I think you can use him as a one-off in cash also. For a point in four of his last five, 4 goals in that 5-game stretch. Last game against Boston, he had a goal, block, 5 shots. So he went right over my head though too. So is McCann, and he's right there with Kirby Dach, I guess, if Dach is cheaper, but don't just if you want to get a piece of Pittsburgh tonight, that may be your way to get to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's got double digits in 4 of his last 5, 6 of his last 7, or 6 of his last 8. So he's been really good. He's been part of what's keeping that team afloat without Malkin. If he wasn't playing the way he's playing, they'd be in some serious trouble. He's really, really helped these guys. Looking at
There's
the
really no
Devils.
mid, the mid ringer wingers is really nobody I feel like I really need to have that mid price range. There's a few
Yeah, I mean right now
values, but
we project LeBanc, Rust, your boy Schveck, 5,200 is a nice price. Timo Meier 5,100. There's some options. Chris Kreider 54. Jesper Bratt or Jesper Fast on that top line, power play 2 coming in at 2,800 in play.
yeah,
Rudolf
that's
Balcers is in the top. Rudolf Balcers is in the top 6 role for San Jose. Also, we'll have to confirm it, but as of right now, John Leonard is projected on the top power play unit for San Jose at literally minimum priced. He's not playing huge minutes. He's averaging 11 minutes per game over the last 5 games, but minimum price power play 1. You could do a lot worse than that as a punt. So, have points in two of his last four games as well. So you have to confirm that, but that is a punt option at the position as well.
Another cheap name is probably remember GPP though. I can't believe Taylor Hall's in the 4,500. That still to me is too cheap for Hall. And I know he's having a, you know, kind of a down season. Of course, it's a down season, but six games against the Devils, he's got five assists, taking 15 shots on goal in those games. Hall's just too good to be 4 or 5. We didn't mention Craig Smith at 3,900. I like him and Nick Ritchie tonight, both of them, as value plays. Ritchie's with Pasta on the second line. Smith's up there with Marchand and Bergeron. I always like the Boston one. There are two other values with a guy like Balsers.
Boston's broke, man. I cannot believe that they can't score against Philly. I was shocked. I played actually Richie and Craig Smith in my FanDuel cash last night. I still cashed actually the plays we talked about being musts on FanDuel, all delivered in huge ways. Had a really good night. But yeah, I played both expecting Boston to score 4 or 5 goals. Philly can't seem to stop anybody. And man, Boston just 5v5 is broke, and it makes zero sense to me.
As we're talking, I'm sitting there looking. It's weird. DraftKings, like, I've been looking at the double ups here, and DraftKings, like, really reduced their NHL today. Like, they're right now, they're $25 double ups, only 34 people and 22 people. And it's usually, what, the 114? Notice yeah. The MLB is a little bit low tonight, too. So, not to change the subject.
I do have one more mid-range name for you, a guy that we played a lot early in the year. His price has gone up, but he's still producing. I'll make Robe hints. His line mate, Jason Robertson, 5,200.
Yeah.
This dude's having an incredible season. 24 points in 31 games. He's rookie. He's got double digits in 4 of his last 5, 8 of his last 10. Last 15. I mean, he's been super consistent. 5,200. They don't have a high total. They're on the road. But 5,200, that's a super consistent play if that's where you land. I've zero issues with that.
No, he's had one of the better mid value plays actually on the night. I mean, he's shooting the puck.
I mean, I almost think, so if you land at Svek there, same exact price, Carolina obviously has a much higher total, but I might even go Robertson over Svek at that same exact price if that's where I land.
Yeah, I mean, Svek's more of a, he's one of my favorite players. I mean, but something's not right. I've been following a lot of it on Twitter and stuff, and just, something's not right with him. I mean, he's gonna break out here. He's too good to it. He's too good to not to. And that's what I mean. That's what drew my attention. Where the four high danger chances they had last game and 7 scoring chances that line had. So maybe jumping that line with Aho will
start
up. Jesper Fest is not exactly is more of a defensive winger on that top line. So if anything is going to go to Svetcher. Or Sebastian, but I just know if I go off Svechnikov, he's going to score. But Robertson is probably the better play, and he may be one of the best plays in that $5,200 range. Rupe's having such a good year. The last couple of games have been low, but one of those two guys, you can't go wrong. One of those two guys in your lineup.
Yeah, I'm not going out of my way to play Robertson, just to clarify. But if I land at 5,200, yep. He's been very, very consistent, which, as you guys who listen to this pod know, is one thing I'm always looking for, is those consistent plays, especially in cash. All right, you got anything else at wing?
just Dylan. If you look at Dylan Strome's log, double digit DK points in the last 3 games, 9 shots, 2 goals. I think he's cheap at 3K. Eventually, you're going to see him there probably with Kaner. 2 other names for punts. Callie Jarnkrak under 4K. He's on a top power play against Buffalo. He's probably the goal scorer out of those cheaper guys. And what's wrong with Colin Blackwell? Only 2-6 on that Panera line. That's a real good dart too. You get a, a guy on the Panera line at 2-6, you can get a lot.
Yep. I mean, any exposure to Panarin is certainly nice. We mentioned a lot of names at the position. Just to kind of recap, San Jose should be fairly chalky. They're pretty affordable. We both really like Panarin. He'll probably come in at lower ownership, but if you can get him, his numbers speak for themselves. 1.83 points per home game. Nobody else is even close to that. Three straight over 20. So if you can get to him, absolutely, that's a fantastic play. Rust and Gensel are nice second if you can't get up to Panarin. And then there's a ton of value plays on the board that we talked about, all in play. Cheat Sheet's got all the guys we listed pretty high up as well, so you can take a look at that. All right, let's swing over to defense. We've got a couple high price guys on the board. Hedman, Josi, Dougie, Carlson. Are you playing any of these guys?
Now, I usually don't go that high, but if I had the money, I think Hedman's in a really good slot. To me, if you looking at his logs, he's the best DFS player on that Tampa team. Four straight double-digit DK point games. To me, he's playing the best out of that whole team, and somebody's going to score from that from Tampa tonight. Fox is up to 6'8". Still a good play, but if anything, I'm probably going to stay in the middle like Provorov, who's been playing so well at 5'4". I like Heskin too. He's on that now on that top power play, double digit DK in five of his last seven. I don't think you can go wrong there. Erik Karlsson at 4'4" has been playing well. He I haven't looked at projections of ownership. Is I'm assuming Karlsson's getting some love today.
Yeah, he's top four for us at the moment.
All right, so yeah, at 4'4", you're probably going to see Brent Burns getting some ownership today, right? Everybody likes to play Brent Burns, and he is only 5'7". So
Yep.
he may get more than normal. And then you got Jamie Drysdale as your punt at only 2-7. I mean, he's definitely a punt type dart, but he's a talented kid. He's playing over 20 minutes and he's on the power play. And Anaheim is not the greatest offense, not the greatest power play, but anytime you got a kid 27 with his kind of talent on a power play, I think you take a chance on him. The way
Yep,
I feel.
that's your defensive punt easily at that price, getting good minutes, top power play unit. Adam Boqvist remains in that top power play unit. He would be your next guy at 3-2. That's not bad.
I
From
was looking at
there.
Boca's logs though. Boca's just, he seems like he gets like three, four. Well, once again, he's not horribly priced so either, but he doesn't, it seems like every game, all we're getting out of Boca if it's like, two or three DK points. He gets a block, maybe a shot on goal, and that's it. For somebody who's running
Yeah,
that power play unit,
he's been very streaky. He was unplayable for the first month of the season. Then he had that couple week stretch where we actually were riding him, where he was really, really consistent. And now he's back to that kind of borderline unplayable. So yeah, I would take the savings with Drysdale if I'm punting the position at 2-7.
Mike Matheson at 3-4 always seems to generate points. Not a bad play for Pittsburgh. I don't think he's on the power play anymore, but he always seems to be close to double digit. He either gets a block or a couple shots. If not, he'll get, he'll throw a helper in there. So I
I've
think
got
he's
them
a play at
listed
that
on the
price.
second unit right now, but
Okay. I
they
know you
jumble
move
those.
around.
Yeah, they jumble that second unit, I swear, every night. So
So I'd probably
it's
go
tough.
Matheson over. Yeah, I got Matheson Marino together on two. I would probably go Matheson over Boqvist the way that, just the way he's been playing.
Yep. Looking at just points per split, it is Hedman leading the way, 0.95 points for road game. You mentioned it. If you want a piece of Tampa Bay, they do have the highest total on the board. If you want a piece, Hedman is the safest play, averaging essentially a point per game. Split wise, Adam Fox comes in at 0.88. If you want a piece of New York and you can't get up to Panarin, you can't get up to Zib,
Yeah, that's a good
Fox
call.
makes a ton of sense at 6'8". He actually has he's got 17 points over his last 10 games. One good for 1.7 points per game over his last 10. So he's been as good as anybody. That's fantastic. He's certainly in play if you cannot get up to Panarin. And you want exposure, take a hard look at Adam Fox here. Yeah, all the other guys you mentioned, I agree with here. Expect Pry Carlson and Burns again. San Jose is going to be pretty chalky here. That's a high total. People play them a lot anyways. Now you're giving them a high total, so makes a ton of sense. Before we take
maybe
a look at goalie.
Carlson in? I mean
Carlson's
slide super, in Carlson at 4-4.
He's certainly in play, yeah. I don't know, I'll have to tinker. I might take the Drysdale punt and Drysdale punt and see what that leaves me. Taking a look at FanDuel before we swing to goalie, I just want to take a look at some pricing. All the same guys we mentioned, Sid, Couture, Kirby Doc, super cheap over there as well. Brian Rust remains for like 3 years straight now underpriced on FanDuel. He comes in at 5.9, certainly in play there. He should be pretty popular. Jason Robertson comes in at 4.5 over on FanDuel. That's a really nice price. I really like that price on Jason Robertson. That's actually 1,100 cheaper than Schveck, whereas on DraftKings, they're the same price. So that shows you that pricing discrepancy between the two sites. Really like Jason Robertson over there. Ballsters comes in at 3K as a punt if you need it. Defensively, Dougie, 6'5". Adam Fox, only 5'9". That's very affordable. Heiskanen, you mentioned, he's 4'6". Ty Smith, 3'6". Punt viable if you need it. Let me see where Drysdale's at. Drysdale's 3.5. So yeah, a little bit, pretty much the same group we talked about, but we do have some pricing, just pricing plays. You're going to want to take a look at that cheat sheet. All right, let's finish out with goalie. So obviously you've got Vass. He's been phenomenal this year. Columbus is terrible offensively, really in a rut. Lowest total on the board, but comes in at 8.5, and we talk about it all the time. He doesn't see a ton of shots.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to pay for. To me, you need to win a shutout from Vaz to pay that off. So, but he's a cash play.
All right. So to clarify, he is the safest play on the board. He has double digits in every game but one since February 24th. And the one he didn't, he had 9.5. So if you want to,
that's probably the game I played him too, and that's why I'm probably down on him. So yeah, you're right. He is.
If you want to lock in a guy who's going to give you double digits, probably 15 or more, you play Vass. He's got a 9.930 save percentage, 1.96 goals against. He's 23-5-1. But understand that, you know, he's got some 14, 13, 17, 12, 15. 10 mixed in there with a lot of 20s, but because he doesn't see a ton of shots a lot of times, his margin for error is pretty small. He needs to give up a goal or two at the most to really be worth the price. So again, if you want to play safety, you can get up to him. Yes, Vass is the safest play on the board. Maybe not the most upside, but he is the safest play on the board. But I'm not prioritizing him. I'm not jamming him in at that price.
I see Carter Hart's confirmed, which actually makes me like the Bruins a little bit more. Hart's been playing terrible, and Bruins actually got Jeremy Swayman confirmed in net for them. So surprised that number hasn't jumped in Vegas. So Saros at 8-1, I guess. Getting against Detroit. Ooh, he's not confirmed, but he's 7-2 over his last 9, and he's won both starts against Detroit. Stopped 56 out of 58 shots, so I guess you consider him in cash if he plays. Martin Jones for San Jose may get some ownership today, right? He's been on fire, man. He's won 4 straight, 7-1-1 over his last 9. He's 3-0 against Anaheim, so Martin Jones I think is a nice play at only 7-9.
Yeah, right now he's not projected to start. Just depends when he starts.
I have unconfirmed on DFO.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So maybe they changed to at least projecting him to start. Looks like Wedgwood, likely. Okay, so Wedgwood's technically in play. I was hoping that would be Blackwood. Lankinen's technically in play. Linus Allmark's actually quietly having a good season for a really, really, really bad Buffalo team. He comes in at just 7-7-2. He actually has double digits in six straight, 7 of 8. He gets a New Jersey team that's not exactly lighting it up right now. So I like Linus Allmark coming in at 7-2.
Yeah, yep.
If he plays, he is not confirmed. If he starts, I think that's a really solid punt. And somebody I may actually play in cash.
Yeah, so Allmark is 7-2. Yeah, I don't mind that call at all. Yep, I might just go the same way.
And I like the Martin Jones if he plays. He's been, I mean, props to him. I never thought he was capable of this. He's been on fire. He's got double digits in four straight, 8 of the last
Good
9. Yeah, he's playing actually quietly. San Jose's only, I think, 3 or 4 spots out of the playoffs all of a sudden. So he keeps playing like that. They may actually sneak in. So he is certainly in play as well. But yeah, Linus Allmark's my favorite punt on the board. Vass is the safest pay up, but he's super pricey. Saros, if he plays, has been really, really good, like you mentioned. That's probably where I'm leaning at the moment. It's one of those guys. Probably
Yeah,
Allmark, to be honest.
I'm probably gonna go Allmark or Martin Jones.
Yep. So let me check FanDuel pricing real quick here. They typically have a misprice at goalie. It's a shame Blackwood's not starting. He was only 6'8" on DraftKings. That would have been a free spot. So Allmark comes in at 6'7" on FanDuel. A little bit riskier there because of the need for your guy to win. He's certainly in play at that price. But you know, if Buffalo doesn't win, which they have won 2 in a row, to their credit, after losing 18 straight, so Linus is in play as your punt. I assume Wedgwood is cheap. On the other side, Wedgwood is certainly in play. Lankinen coming in at 7-2 is in play. Not sure what Martin Jones is over there. I've actually got Dubnyk on the cheat sheet. But yeah, no slam dunks on must plays on FanDuel like we typically see, with like Hellebuck last night being way underpriced. Wedgwood comes in at 6-8. He's certainly in play. Khudobin, I guess, technically 7-3. So yeah, you've got some options. And again, same thing. If you want to pay up for safety, Vass is your pay up play at 8-6. You need that win, he's gonna get the win. You can, well, he should. Columbus, you know, does play Tampa Bay tough, but Vass is your pay up option on FanDuel if you want to play for safety.
Agree.
All right, favorite GPP stacks.
Looking at, I like the Carolina one with Svechnikov. Rangers one, and maybe it would be one more. San Jose one's chalky. Yeah, Rangers one and Carolina one.
Yeah, I kind of teased it. I really like Chicago one here. Their numbers are phenomenal. Kane's in a little bit of slump for himself. Good spot to break out of it at home. The numbers, like I said, the numbers speak for themselves. I like Kirby Dach being up top with them. It's a really nasty trio all of a sudden. Agreed with all the stacks you said. See what else we got here. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's an okay slate. It's not my favorite slate in the world, but be an interesting one. I expect a lot of San Jose chalk today due to their pricing. And then it's pretty open. It's pretty open from there, to be honest.
You know what, as you're looking at FanDuel price picks, Panarin is only 3-6 on Prize Picks. I like that over. I was looking at that as you were talking. Panarin and Josie at 3-4. I already got my Prize Picks plays for the day.
They're always underwhelming on Josie.
Josie, right? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I played him over pretty much nightly every time I handle Prize Picks. So, and he, I don't know that he's missed for me yet, to be honest. So, all right. Well, with all that being said, top plays will be out here shortly. Cheat sheet is live, but will be updated. It's pretty early in the day, so we'll get some of those new lines as they come in. Not every team's had morning skate yet, so maybe some changes. Make sure you take a look at that cheat sheet. Take a look at top plays, and then cheat sheet will be updated a final time around 6. Again, if you like to lean on projected ownership, that's there. You know, hockey's a sport. I think you can balance a little bit more. You don't need to go straight up ownership just because of the nature of the game. There's so many guys in play a night, more so than any other sport, really, because of the way, you know, there are 3 points up for grab every time somebody scores a goal, potentially. So, you know, you don't have to lean on projected ownership as much. But if you want to, it's all there on the cheat sheet. So, all right, we'll catch you next time, and good luck.
All right, good luck, guys.